The Ministers for Housing and Finance are due to bring proposals to Cabinet today aimed at preventing investment funds from bulk buying new houses and apartments. The plans follow disquiet over revelations that funds have bought hundreds of homes which might otherwise have gone to first-time buyers. Our political coverage editor David Murphy is on the line. David, I think it's fair to say that housing has re-emerged as one of the main issues of public concern. What's known about these proposals?
Well, I think it's really going to be two-pronged, Rachel. We'll see the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, bring proposals which will relate to issuing a circular to local authorities to stop them from giving planning to houses and duplexes which could be sold to investment funds. He's also going to look at amending the affordable housing bill, which would see then a certain proportion of new estates being ring-fenced for first-time buyers and other purchasers. And obviously these are steps which will take some time, but there will be a lot of opposition attention on what he has to say.
There's controversy, though, already over reports that the plans won't necessarily cover developments for which planning permission has already been granted.
That's right. So everything Dara O'Brien does in relation to planning will take effect in future. So something that has planning, that is set in stone, it has planning already. So I think the other side of this is what Pascal Donoghue, the finance minister, is going to bring to Cabinet. So far, he hasn't commented on what he's planning, but there has been speculation that there could be a stamp duty imposed, particularly on investment funds who currently don't have to pay stamp duty. Now, those rates at the moment are very low. They're 1% up to a purchase of $1 million and 2% thereafter. So the question is, what exactly will he bring to Cabinet today? And will it result in a big increase in terms of stamp duty or any other tax for those investment funds? If he does that, that's likely to be something that could happen quite quickly, whereby it would be brought through the Oireachtas potentially in a few days, and then that would have to be followed by primary legislation. So I think that would probably be the mechanism to introduce something quickly to perhaps stop investment funds buying up large portions of housing estates and effectively crowding ordinary purchasers out of the market.
Separately, it seems there's likely to be some discussion today about the public finances, which obviously have been affected by the long lockdown.
That's right. So Minister Michael McGrath, who's in charge of public expenditure, is going to tell ministers that the spending is running about 3% ahead of forecast. And if you think about it, the lockdown went on for longer than we thought. Level 5 went on for quite a long period of time. So a lot of money has been spent in terms of the pandemic unemployment payment. In the first 4 months of this year, the government spent €2.3 billion on that and €1.6 billion on the employee wage subsidy scheme. So the ministers have said that those supports won't end in a cliff edge. In other words, they won't suddenly end. But over the next 2 weeks, the ministers are going to have to decide about extending those supports and at exactly what rate. And they will have to put more money in place for doing that, because that hasn't been allocated yet in terms of the budget for this year. So they'll face some tough decisions on that. And it does affect thousands and thousands of people as the economy begins to reopen. And certainly, as we know, some businesses aren't going to be able to trade in the way they did before the pandemic.
Talking of money, the government also facing another significant problem, one it didn't foresee, and that's the hacking of the HSE's computer systems.
That's right. And the government issued a statement last night after it had been briefed by members of the National Cyber Security Centre and by the head of the HSE, Paul Reid. And in its statement, it says that any public release by criminals of stolen patient data is utterly contemptible. And it also says, you know, there's a risk that medical and other data could be released and could be abused. So it's being fairly forthright about the risks with all of this, and that it's not just going to be medical data that the HSE is holding. It could be beyond that. It could be other information related to patients. So there's significant concern, but they stress that they're doing a lot of work to try to restore the systems, to try to back them up. There are 2,000 systems involved. There's 85,000 entry points into the HSE system. In other words, points at which problems can happen, and different computers involved. So they're trying to address all of that. And they also mentioned that the private sector has volunteered to help as well.
David, thank you. David Murphy there, our political coverage editor.